Yo, what's up? Back at it again. Here sitting down with another local entrepreneur, and it's Doug, or better yet, DJ What Cold Blooded.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, we're going to take our time, figure it, you know, let the people get a chance to see and know a little bit about you. First off, how long is it that you've been DJing?
It's been about a year.
A year?
Yeah, a year, a few weeks.
Dang, you be getting events all crazy, getting booked, like.
Yeah.
So when did it start taking off for you?
For real, soon as it started. Like, what happened was, like, at the time I was in this group, we had a manager. He said, yo, need you to DJ. And I knew a few people around the way. So I bought some turntables, and then this dude gave me, like, my first real show. Like, showcase.
Right.
So I did it down at Boom. And then
Boom Concepts?
That, yeah.
That's what's up.
Then after that, he just kept booking me for, like, any event he was doing. And then after that, started going on.
It just started snowball effect.
Yeah. Other stuff just kept, like, just started coming, like, just out of nowhere.
Yeah? So do you do more reach outs or do more people come to you?
I think I do a little bit of both. I'm more so put myself out there in, like, any way I can, like.
Right.
Like, talking to people, being at events, giving my card out, using apps like Thumbtack.
Right.
Stuff like that.
Well, what gave you the initiative to even start with DJing? Because I know people have a love for music, and it starts with a playlist. But what gave you the initiative to take it a little further to actually start moving the crowd?
Well, what happened? Like, growing up, I always wanted to be involved in music, whether it was producing. Like, right. I always wanted to be behind the scenes. Like, I didn't really want to be the rapper.
That's my favorite.
So then I was like, I'm sitting there at the time, I'm in school, you know, I'm not really doing nothing, I'm dealing with things, and, like, you know, I'm just hanging out, and I'm sitting here basically, like, I feel like a loser, for real.
Right.
So I'm in this rap group, and, you know, they're all rapping, producing, taking pictures, like, doing creative stuff, and I'm just there watching. So, like, we ended up getting a manager, and then the manager was like, yo, so we need a DJ. And it came down to me and my friend. He's like, which one of y'all want to do it? The other dude, I'm not going to say his name, but as a DJ, I can't see him as it, and I don't think he can either,
right.
Which isn't a bad thing.
Yeah, that's just not his lane.
Yeah, like I used to say, like, you know, be a DJ, producer, something.
Right.
And he said do it, so, you know, I got that tax return money.
Yeah.
And went out, got me some turntables.
Okay.
I'm like, bet.
As you should, invest in yourself.
Yeah.
As you should. So how does it start off for you? It was like, is DJ, you produce, do you make beats for people? Yeah, that's a part of production.
Yeah, it is, but not yet, which makes me feel like I'm missing out on a lot of money, because people always ask me, yo, you make beats? I'm like, no.
You should.
I know.
That would be popping, though, because then you'll be able to just sell off the beats. Like,
yeah, I could do anything.
And like, put it. Do you do mixtape? Oh, well, no, you
mm-hmm.
got to. You do?
Yeah.
Yeah? You headline mixtapes from your, choosing from different, different local artists, or?
Yeah, well, with the mixtapes, you know, I get a couple of tracks from some people with other artists. I'll have them get on, throw me a little something, get on, and then I'll go to the studio. I'll have a banger.
Right.
Mess with him. He'll, like, I cuss.
I don't care if you cuss.
Oh, all right. So I go over to the studio. I fuck with banger, and then banger, like, he'll, like, mix it down for me, but I host it. So I'm, like, showing my hosting skills, but at the same time, I'm giving other people a chance to not necessarily get more exposure, because I feel like that's kind of cheap and, like, weak to say, oh, you get exposure, you get this.
Right.
I'm not looking at it as you get exposure, you get expansion.
Right.
Like, you get to expand the audience you can reach.
You gotta branch out your network, because some people get real stagnant and be comfortable just used to just one side of the thing. Like,
you gotta think about, like, opportunity cost. Like, whenever I do it, and let's say you wanted to get a song on there.
Right.
Let's say, like, it's gonna go on three different platforms, Spinrilla, SoundCloud, and DatPiff.
Right.
So that's X amount of people that are going to go see it. Then I might have, like, a hot song. Like, on the first Over for Business, I got that OK song on there with Gunna, right. Lil Baby, Young Thug. That got over 30,000 plays, right?
Right.
So you got to think, 30,000 different people going to my tape that your song is on next to their name.
Right.
To see that. That's 30,000 people that could potentially look at everything else. Then you go to the other sites, that's like 6,000 on Spinrilla, maybe 10. That's 1,500, maybe 2,000 on DatPiff.
Right.
So that's like damn near 40 right there. Then I email it out to people.
Yeah.
I have a mailing list.
So you get,
yeah, so like that's like 400
it's
people.
It's a continuous, yeah, like, it's a continuous branch off, reach out. Like, yeah, that's always good. That's what's up. What else you got going on? You do you got, how many events do you got going on? Because I feel like every week since me and you have started even working together, you always have an event that you're going to or you're DJing at.
Well, events that I go to, I know, I don't want to sound cocky when I say this, but like, I just know people.
Right.
Like, I like to be in the scene. I like to see people do stuff. So like, you know, if you know people, like, you know, if you know.
Yeah, if you know somebody,
yeah, if you know the right people, they invite you to all the events that they're doing. So I always try and tell people, yo, you could go to this, go to this, go to that. But through me doing that, I'll get gigs. Like, people say, you want to do this, or I might have this for you.
I just told somebody that, because they said, dang. They said, you interview a lot of people. How'd you meet them? I said, because I interviewed that person, and they were talking about their business, and they introduced me to the next person. It's as simple as that. Yeah. And since I'm all about, I want to be supportive. It's never awesome. I want to do what you're doing. No, I want to see what you're doing, because either you're going to be able to help me reach to the next person, or you're going to be able to help yourself get to that person out. Like, it's always going to be a snowball. So it's always good to just keep building on top of the bridge of it all. Like,
like with events, it's not, I always tell people, they're like, you're probably making good money. I'm like, I would feel like I'm making good money if I had residencies.
Right.
Because like Solo Dolo, for example, that man got like 5 different of the same gigs every week.
Right.
I'm trying to get like that. Me, there's been times where like you said, like it seemed like I'm always busy. I'll do like one event a weekend, or maybe 2 a weekend, sometimes 2 a day. But like, what am I doing the rest of the week?
Right.
What am I going to do next week? Because there's no guarantee, you know, like stuff folds and stuff.
Right.
Things happen.
I swear.
So it's I don't know. I like it. I feel like it's bittersweet because like I'm never satisfied with what I do.
I feel like it's the first two years of anybody taking charge of the business that they're working towards, it ends up being like, oh, that first year I put my foot in, now I'm able to be continuous about where to reach out, where to go. And you've been, that's what's up though, for you've only been doing it for a year.
It's crazy. Like, I like the fourth show I did, I got to do it with Mel Blanc's kids, right? So that's a nice little travel down like Washington, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But like, the people that came out, like, it was crazy. I got to do the tilt party. Tilt party, that brings out, like, 500 people each time.
Right.
So I got to do, like, the first, like, 2-level 18-up one and killed it.
Yeah.
New Year's party, killed it. It was, like, that's 300, so 400 people. Like, you know, it's...
Where else? So what's your favorite? Because I know you do, like, personal parties.
Mm-hmm.
You DJ there, and then you do bigger parties, events and things like that. What's your favorite arena to be in when you're DJing?
My favorite is whenever I know everybody could drink and smoke and feel good and comfortable. And then,
but that's cool because then everyone's vibing.
Yeah, like if everyone's vibing and not really concerned about like the next day, like they just want to have fun and I can have fun with it, then I feel like that's the best. Because like certain events, like I can't do that. Like if I play clean music, I'm not gonna feel it the same at all. I
swear.
Like if I'm doing showcases, most showcases I do, I don't know all the artists or any of their music, so I'll be sitting there watching them just like I'm in the crowd. So it's not like I'm gonna be like on, like you see how, you know, you see tour DJs and they'll like be hyping them up. Like I can't do that because I don't know it.
Right.
So I feel like if I ever get to that point, then I'll like enjoy showcases and shit. But my favorite would be like, it don't even got to be a ratchet party. Just like,
said,
I mean, just something cool. Like, if
it'd be just chill where everyone's, like you said, came to have fun, and like then it, come to be like, oh yeah, I'm just here because I got invited. No, I came here to have fun, and that's what I expect to do.
Yeah, like not everybody on the wall, not everybody being
weird.
Swear,
I hate the wall dancers.
Like if I like my favorite part's whenever I could grab the mic and I'll be like, I'll turn the music off. They all look at me. I'll be like, yo, make some noise. Like, make some fucking noise. And they're like, ah.
I know you probably feel that energy.
Yeah,
you know?
like that's what I do it for, like, to make that happen. And then I always tell them, I'm like, I just love it when people do that. And I'll just put the music back on.
All right, well, as far as you've come, if you had to change, well, tell anything to yourself a year ago, like, if you had to talk to your old self of where you was at a year ago versus now, what would you say?
I say you're going to run into a lot of bullshit. Don't jump to conclusions. And this will be the best decision of your life.
Yeah,
that's what I would say.
You feel like you made the best decision?
Yeah. I would say save money too, yo.
Save money.
Yeah, save money. Like, I be spending money on dumb shit. And I, like, whenever people say that, people start thinking, oh, you got money, be buying crazy, whatever. Like, I'm not materialistic. Like, I buy food.
I swear. I spend all my money on food.
Yeah, like food, soap, random Ubers to events.
Man, Ubers?
Yeah. That's the other thing, too.
I could have had about 15 cores by now, mm-hmm. the way Ubers is set up. Like,
I had to spend, like, $2,000 on Ubers this past year from coming to school and doing shows.
You're done with school, though, right?
No, I still got, like, 2-3 years.
And you're doing as much as you've already done? You go to Robert Morris still?
Yeah.
Damn, and you're doing as much as you've done. That's an accomplishment. You should be proud of yourself. That's what's up. Yeah.
Thank you. I don't give myself credit for stuff like that.
Don't wait for someone else to recognize how great you are. You better know that for sure yourself, because you're dope. Yeah. It took a year. You're dope. Yeah. That's what's up.
See, this is why I fucks with Kayla.
You said, Lord, all right, yeah, cold-blooded. Well, I appreciate you. I'm thankful. I'm glad you took some time out with me.
Oh, yeah, you too. Yeah, anytime.
Yeah, all right, well, I'm out.